You're with the ABC here on the Sunshine Coast. It's John Scott with you this afternoon. Justine Plummer joins me. She's got another good news story, which is wonderful, from Caroiba. G'day, Justine. Tell us your story.
Hi. I rang up this morning in the hope that someone might hear my story about my dogs. When Caroiba was evacuated yesterday, we didn't get a chance to get back in because my kids and I were at school and work. So our dogs were sitting in the backyard, and us not knowing what was to become of them, etc. We knew they were out of the line of fire later on today with all the updates with ABC, but we didn't know if they had water, etc. So I spent the day trying to keep calm for the sake of the kids, but quietly messaging every Facebook page, ringing RSPCA, Queensland Police, Noosa Council, trying to somehow or other, if someone was going past at an opportune time where there wasn't any danger, that they might look in on our dogs anyway. It was looking like another night without them. And all of a sudden I got a phone call from, I don't know his title, but his name is Gary Hall. He's a police officer apparently on a motorbike, who said, if you can get to the corner of, McKinnon Drive and Louis Bazo Drive, we've got your dogs.
Oh, how wonderful.
So it was. It was like the power of social media. Someone must have spoken to him and said, here, have a look at this. And we drove out, you know, half an hour away, got to them, and the lovely police officers there that were there holding the fort and looking after our dogs greeted us, and yeah, they were covered head to toe in fur. If you zoom in on the photo that I posted on social media, the police officer, Donna Marie, she is just covered in fur, but the dogs were very happy and very excited to see us, as were we to see them. And these guys were just fantastic. So they didn't have to do that, but they did. You know, there were police officers up from Brisbane as well, so not locals, but just, you know, just great human beings, and the good, you know, a good story from social media, really, which a lot of times you hear bad stories, but it worked in our favour today, and it's just brilliant. So our dogs have been reunited. We've had barbecue chicken for dinner, they've had barbecue chicken for dinner, big bowls of water and a bath, and they're as happy as Larry, and so are we.
What breed of dogs have you got?
They're pugs, a fawn pug and a black pug, and that was also my concern. You know, their breathing isn't great at the best of times, and with all the smoke and the commotion going on out there, sirens and whatnot, they would have been, you know, upset. And they were, by the time we got them, a lot of panting going on, but they've calmed right down now. So, all is well. All is good with the world right now. So,
In times like this, you need some good news stories. We've had a couple today. One that people can return in some areas of Toowoomba, not in all, and as you heard a gentleman say, there's some backburning. But that's good news for you and your dogs. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, and thank you to the community as well. The Sunshine Coast on the Facebook pages, et cetera, have been really helpful with suggestions and their good wishes, well wishes. And, once again, the Sunshine Coast community comes together and we all look after one another, and we've got great people amongst us. And, you know, our story just goes to show that as well. And a few imports from Brisbane also helping us out. So,
yes, and, of course, the emergency service people do a wonderful job all the time, but particularly at this time. They just do an amazing job, and without much sleep, and they just keep going and rise to the occasion, don't they?
Yeah, brilliant. Great people. Angels walk amongst us. It's true.
Yes, it certainly restores your faith in humanity, doesn't it, when you hear some of the stories?
They're great people. Everybody's trying to do their best out there,
some wonderful people in the world. Well, look, I'm very happy for you and your dogs, Justine. That's lovely.
Thank you.
All right. You have a nice Saturday.
Yes, I will, indeed.
Good on you.
All right, all the best. Bye. Right,
same to you. Justine Plummer and her little pugs, all safe and well, thanks to the police team who went by and picked up her dogs as a result of a plea from on social media. Isn't that a good news story?